Chapter 50, Vanity 2024. Chapter 50, Vanity 2024. Buckle up, kids. Everybody wants to be somebody, as the saying goes, believers included. Vanity is the key to marketing all over the world. And at the heart of it, sell. Sell what people want to be or what they don't want to be. The problem? You are what you are. And it's kind of hard to be something you're not. We diet to lose weight. We diet to gain weight. Little to do with health, by the way, generally. We buy clothes to look taller or smaller. We buy vehicles for a number of different reasons. Most of the time, an exercise and super crazy, some kind of external vain option at what we hope we look like to people. Some kind of outside of what you think I am on the inside instead of a tool for travel or work. The direction of chapter 50 is to highlight for you exactly what God made of you, pure and simple. Psalm 139:13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So are we back to the same direction? Prayer and Bible, fellowship and church. Well, yes and no. Oddly, intention is a line item here. If I am what God wants, everything is better. If I force me to be something else, am I going against God? Hard questions. God does want you to be happy and content in the life given. He wants you to know that you're important, relevant, and that nothing can take you from Him. To answer the question, what I want to be or what He wants me to be, has to do with patience and a very important new point. I have found there is a time to pray and a time to do. I've known many pastors and counselors that pray until they're sure, in quotes there, sure, until they're sure. Yeah, that's a slippery slope, kids. God does not send me sure all the time. He sends me things that push my faith, which means I'm directed. I'm directed in the Holy Spirit to do things I don't want to do. So I keep praying until I find something I want to do or until he agrees with me. Come on. Watching people pray continually until God agrees with them is pathetic. And in my business, those people crash and burn. No matter how much Scripture screams, I scream, the Lord directs, they will say, I've prayed about it and the Lord continues to direct me to do whatever this thing is they want to do. I pray that I catch myself anytime I'm doing the same, praying until God sees it my way. Unfortunately, the world gets in the way, doesn't it? My ego gets in the way. My self-esteem gets in the way. The people I want to love me. The people I want to love me get in the way. The last one's dangerous, I'll tell you. Why? Because God put me in charge. God put you in charge. And sometimes I want my loved ones to just love me. You want your loved ones to just love you, so you'll do what they want. And generally, that may or may not be good. I get in the way. Instead of doing what needs to be done, I get in the way. I'm praying or trying to please everybody around me. And there are so many arguments that verify and validate that I am right in what I want to do when it is exactly not right. All of praying versus doing. Answered prayers that we argue the point. It's made even more difficult when vanity is in the mix. Psalm 46:10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I can't remember that when I want to buy a Maserati instead of a truck. When I want to buy $10,000 season tickets, I'll never remember the following either. When I want to buy season tickets for $10,000, I'll use them on my customers. I'll really look great. They'll think I'm super successful. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Can I hear that in the middle of vanity? No. Sometimes all I need is to pause. Let me say it again. Sometimes all I need is to pause. Will I do that? That's the question, isn't it? Vanity is a form of unhappiness. I am unhappy with who I am, what I look like, where I work, who I work with, and how I am perceived. I deserve too much. I deserve too little. Yeah. Vanity works both ways. I deserve too much. I deserve too little. Whichever voice, both of them are the voice of treason. Treason, not reason. Terrible taskmasters. Too much, too little, terrible taskmaster. Terrible. A man told me once he could run his business from Arizona instead of California, where the business was in. His wife didn't like California. So they moved. And he prayed about it until God told him, yeah, move, even though the business had to stay in California. There wasn't anything I could say. To run a business from a different state, how do you think the business ran? By telephone. And an occasional visit by the boss. How do you think it went? You think the inventory was ever stolen? You think overtime was ever abused? You think vendors were handled well and bookkeeping and accounting were in order every day? The office ran smoothly and correctly? Do you think he told me I prayed about it? And I'm sure God is telling me that I'm right. Yes, he did. Vanity. What? How so? What do you mean, vanity? How so? Vanity. Giving orders under the guise of God. Huh? What? What does vanity say to this poor man, this good man? Vanity says, you want your wife to think you're the best because you're not worth anything, so you want her to think you're the best because you're not going to be worth anything. You're not a man if she doesn't like California and you stay there. If you can't work that out, you're not looking good to your wife. Even though in the end, it's not going to work out. Well, in the short term, things might look good. In the long run, the price of vanity will cost everything wrongly stated in the name of God. With the wife, unfortunately, the inevitable is coming. Bad decisions, illiterate fiduciary decisions, anemic responsibility never works out. How's it going to work out when the thing just tanks? It can't catch up with itself because the boss isn't there running the show every day, every morning. Lead, teach, and inspire. You can't do that by phone. What's it like? It's kind of like the same thing of, if God didn't mean me to have this charge card at 22%, he wouldn't have sent it in the mail. Breach of fiduciary duty, you will be tested. How many times do I got to tell you? The voice in your head, the devil can look like, it says in the Bible, the devil can look like an angelic angel. But it's not. It's the devil. Romans 12:3, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Let me say that again. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. You make these mistakes because you just want to look good for whoever. But vanity works two ways, too much or not enough. What does that mean, Patrick? Here's a couple easy examples. If you're feeling stupid about wasting money, you might buy a used car that breaks all the time. And then you can't get to work on time because the vehicle is unreliable. You might eat unhealthy food because it's cheap, cost-effective, showing people how frugal you are. The truth, you're not frugal, you're stupid. You got a stupid car and you're not eating right. What do you think is going to happen there? But I assure you, God gave you the ability to get the right car and eat the right food. Whatever's going on in your head is wacko. Number two, if you're feeling badly about yourself, you might buy a sports car instead of a truck. Well, I got to tell you something. Without a truck, as a contractor, you're severely impaired. A sports car can't really carry 10 bags of cement. Buying a sports car doesn't bring God the glory unless you build sports cars for a living, race them, or navigate traffic on the Autobahn in Germany, or I suppose Los Angeles freeways. Come on! What are we talking about here? Number three, vanity and health. Plastic surgery, choices with children, family, church, ministry, all of these things are a mess when they are directed by vanity alone. Does vanity direct us to change the sex of our children so that the world sees us as good parents? Oh my God in heaven, pray against that. Vanity is insanely bad. It's always, how do I look, instead of how can I help? Proverbs 3, 5, 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Vanity in and of itself is not necessary ever. I wear clothes that are appropriate and comfortable, drive a car I need, live where I can send my kid to a good school, and work the list God has given. Was I always like that? No, I was a disaster. Do I have to fight vanity? Of course, and so do you. I'm conscious of everything God has given me as tools of the kingdom to bring glory and honor to him. The minute I don't do that, I'm in murky waters. Buying disco shoes, weird hairstyles, silly vehicles, eating at posh restaurants, all of it a waste of God's time and the money he blessed me with. In short, I don't even know I'm lying to myself, and I'm trying to sell it to everybody else. Vanity is a part of that charade. Again, a tough taskmaster to keep up with the Joneses, and all of us face it. Colossians 3, 9. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all his wicked deeds. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Clearly, I don't need a Maserati, a diamond bracelet, a new weave, $1,000 shoes, or a grill on my teeth. That would not be the correct answer to what I need today on the job. On the other side of vanity, incorrect humility, frugal to whatever the world I think is watching, which, by the way, they're not watching, they don't care. I don't need a cheap car, truck, clothes, or a broken down house when God has given me enough to get what I need. I don't have to prove anything to anybody except God. All in the name of, I'm humble, just ask anybody. I'm humble, just ask anybody. I'm the humblest guy I know, just ask anybody. Has anybody ever said that to me? Yeah! It's crazy. How do I navigate humility, self-esteem, social pressure, perception, perspective? Perception and perspective, write it down, kids. Perception is what's in my head. That's a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by yourself. Perspective is actually what is happening. Actually what is happening. Stop praying and praying and praying for what you want. Most likely he's answered you and it's time to get to work on the exact thing you don't want to do. So you keep praying for another answer because you don't like the one he gave you. Well, it's time to do. Get up and do. You want to keep praying? Okay, pray while you're doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Keep perception out of it. Keep an accurate perspective. Accurate being the key word. Accurate being the key word, right? Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Okay. People perceive benefit. Borrowing money against perceived profits or losses, not yet realized, cash or accrual. People perceive benefit. Borrowing money against perceived profits or losses, not realized, cash or accrual, not yet realized. Well, of course, the deficits, sometimes we realize them way sooner. Do you understand how many things we do because we are afraid of the future that hasn't happened yet and how we will look when we get there? Trying to control the future and our coveted vanity, a very false god. Vanity is a very false god. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 18:12, before a downfall, the heart is haughty. But humility comes before honor. How many times do I hear, I did it. Pat told me not to do it. I did it anyway. It's working out great. temporarily. A trap generally requires me to be something I'm not, in all or part. Moses knew what he was, and he knew what he wasn't. I love that about the guy. God and Moses were in agreement, by the way, that he was what he was not. Exodus 4:10. But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh my God, I'm not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue." "I guess I can't do it, God." But the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." You notice there that God did not say, "Hey, Mo, you want to lead the people? Prove you're worth it. Wear sandals that are too small and cheap to prove your humility. Oh yeah, hey Mo, get a camel with chrome toe covers and a golden saddle to show people not only are you humble, but you're super cool and in vogue." No, God didn't say that either. When you learn how to just be yourself, people, customers, partners, folks, just relax. When you just learn how to be yourself, people, customers, partners, anybody, folks all over the place, just relax, because your personhood is authentic, and authentic is real, and real, for better or for worse, is truthful, and truthful is comforting. How many times on the worship team of a church do I see people try to wear clothes that are so stupid? "No, I'm wearing ripped jeans, and I'm wearing I'm wearing combat boots, and I'm wearing a certain kind of jacket that's ripped, and I'm 40 years old because I'm really young, and I'm really hip, and I'm stupid, you know? I'm stupid. My hair is a different color. What is wrong with people?" Well, what's wrong with all of us? Vanity, Matthew 5:37. Just let your yes be yes and your no be no. "For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Yeah. What does a good life look like? Let's ask Bob. I made up Bob here. A born-again Christian. I made him up as an example for you. Slugging it out on the road of redemption, trying wholeheartedly to live in God's plan. And he's doing it. I'm giving you an example of a guy that's doing it. Let's just pick it up on Bob's walk as he's talking to his neighbor here, okay? And his neighbor, I made him up too. His name's Ralph, okay? Ralph and Bob are talking, right? Right? And guess who's a good example? Bob's a good example. "Well, Ralph, me and the missus, we have two vehicles, one for her and a truck for me. The BMW's about as safe as I can buy for the freeways, especially with the kids in the car. The truck's about 4 years old and it's paid for. It's heavy duty for sure, and it should last me. The house, well, we're getting it paid down. Sometimes we pay it out double payments, you know, when we can. And I'd say we're getting there. We got a long way to go, but we're getting there. We got a couple of dirt bikes to stay in shape. We made a gym in the backyard so it's convenient, you know, save a little dough there. The missus and I brought Disney passes so the kids can go. We use them for sure, but Disney's kind of weird lately. So, I mean, we're still going. It's good family time, I guess. We're going to try Universal Tours, I think. Vacations are kind of on the back burner. We might do dinner and a movie night at home, but we like having a few bucks to give to the church and the Lord's work. I've been donating my time at the church, and that's cool. We got a Bible study at home on Fridays. Bunch of goobers come over, and we're definitely blessed by the gathering. You know what I mean? The missus told me yesterday I got to get some new sweatshirts. My go-to clothes are looking kind of worn out, I guess, huh? So we found some top-notch jeans and shirts on sale at Neiman. Can you believe they deliver it right to your door? Even on the sale stuff. Crazy, right? Hey, I'm building a classic car one part at a time in a garage. Gives me time to think, you know, when I'm working on it. I kind of think about stuff, you know. Sometimes I kind of pray a little bit, think about stuff. Anyway, you want to see the frame? I just painted it. It looks cool. Anyway, Ralph, is there anything I could pray for you? I'd love to speak to the Lord on your behalf. That is authentic. Void of vanity, thank God. But it's an example. Perfect guys like that don't exist all the time. It's a moment in time. I was thinking about giving you the opposite example of a manic money in the name of humility, an example of manic money, right? I thought maybe I'd give you an example of the other side. You know, everything in the name of humility that isn't humble at all. But then I thought it would embarrass us all. It wouldn't it? It would embarrass all of us for sure. We all spend money, time, and life on things not so groovy in the name of super groovy, don't we? The two faces of vanity, the wrong, expensive stuff, and the incorrect, inexpensive stuff. Should I say that again? No, I don't even think I could. All of it with the same intention. Fake. To present some kind of story to the world or maybe to myself. Maybe I think I'm doing it for God. But I'm not. It's vanity. It's all dumb. Luke 12:2. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Matthew 6:34. I don't know why I put this in here. I just think it works right. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Did you see that? The days worry about themselves. You don't have to worry. It says, for tomorrow we'll worry. So there's a tomorrow, and it worries about itself. Huh. I don't know why I put it in there, but I think it's groovy. What do we conclude? What do I conclude out of this chapter? When I learned it, when I watched it, when I lived it, when I found it, what did I learn from it? I learned it's hard to stay real, but stay real. You don't buy a love truck when you need an F-250. You can't load bricks in a love truck and nobody fits in the cab anyway. And you don't need a Maserati to impress God or the world. Get back to doing, how would I say this? God has answered your prayer. Do that. God has answered your prayer. Pray while you're doing what you didn't want to do, but what you know you got to do. Faithful. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Duplicity. Get that word? Duplicity. You're trying to be a good Christian and you're living like an idiot. Listen, I am just as much at fault as anybody. We struggle with these things, and in the struggle, it makes us better. As long as you win, you got to overcome it. Let God handle those who don't like your decisions that he's given you. I wish that guy would have let God handle his wife because he can do the right thing for her and for his family and for his business. Instead of trying to do what's right in her eyes. And I know, we all have the challenges. Let God handle you while doing those things that are challenging. Let God make an example of exactly what he has made in you so that others see God in you, not you in you. Don't you think it would be great a little farther down the line in my example here with my buddy and his wife? And she'd say, wow, he was right. God was right. We do need to take care of that business in California, and it's good. Wow. Let God be God. Vanity causes doubt, debt, weird investments, ridiculous schemes, and worth. Faith is hard to find when in the mind of vanity, but it is the saving grace that stands against vanity and wins. Faith is way better, way more fun, way cooler, way more truth, way more God is necessary than vanity. Vanity is not necessary. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. You see, with God, you're directed. With vanity, you're just floating out there with whatever you think they think. Whatever you think they think is what you think you ought to do. You've heard me say before, I know that you know that I know that you know that I know. I want to say that to God. Our enduring discouragements, persecutions, sufferings, these things are worthy. Discouragement, persecution, suffering, these things are worthy. They're not very easy. But pretending is a short-term solution, as they say, a walk on the plank. 2 Timothy 3:13, but evil people who pretend to be what they are not will become worse than ever, as they fool others and are fooled themselves. Oh my gosh. But evil people who pretend to be what they are not will become worse than ever, and as they fool others and are fooled themselves. 2 Corinthians 11:12, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Lies, chapter 50, vanity is a lie. You don't need a new suit or a new haircut for some occasion. You need the right suit and the right haircut, the right tools, the right information. And of course, we all need to do the right thing for the right God, the only God. After that, we hope and pray that I hear his voice over the noise in my own head and yours. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Kids, chapter 50, Vanity 2024. Amen, amen. John, let's do what we do.